Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, I do want to take your calls today. And I'm going to give the number out at the bottom of the hour, and I would hope that people will call in, wanting to bring up some of the issues that I raised, because I want to hear what you think. I want your perspective. I want your view, but also enjoy and learn a lot from the points that you bring up, the news items that you raise, in many cases that I'm not even aware of. Obviously, the quickening is accelerating. The good, the bad, and the ugly is coming out in all of us. The world is hurtling into a bottomless, globalist design depression. Israel is now more public about their plan to strike Iran, and the propaganda is being put out to do that. And whether you love Iran, hate Iran, or indifferent, you need to understand we were lied to about WMDs in Iraq. We've been lied to about Iran. And the big mega banks that are bankrupting this country and Europe by design openly are pushing the policy to launch this new war as a political distraction. We've been predicting as this depression gets worse and worse, they're going to start large wars. That is the playbook, bread and butter of corrupt systems and establishments and oligarchies and ruling elites and king rats throughout history. So that is all coming up tonight, the latest developments on that front. Also, radiation levels all over Europe are going up higher and higher. Radiation levels are going up here, and they're saying it's not Fukushima, but they're saying don't worry about it. These are dangerous levels of radiation from the numbers I've seen. We'll be going over what's happening on that front. And how does that dovetail with this headline, Colossal Geoengineering in Plain Sight? Later in the hour, before I go to your calls, I want to give a prelude to in-depth reports I'm going to do later this week on the radio and the nightly news TV transmission, where I'm going to present a lot of it today, the patents, the documents, because there's some great films out there exposing chemtrails. And for 5 years, I've been working on a chemtrail film off and on and never released it. So I'm just going to try to cobble together all the research we've done and just go ahead and start putting it out on the radio and TV. Because everybody's still kind of wandering around, wondering what's going on. We've done the research and got so immersed in it, I never released it. And a lot of it, again, is out there already, and people have reported on it. They just haven't tied it together and explained what the globalists themselves admit they're doing. It is diabolical off the chart. So the Iran situation, the radiation levels going up, the giant, colossal, gargantuan, mega, words can't describe it, global geoengineering program going on, which they now admit they're engaged in, but the establishment won't tell us why. They now admit, okay, there's a classified program, we're doing it, you people weren't conspiracy theorists, but don't question what we're doing and don't ask about specifics, just sit down and shut up and drink your fluoride water. You got it? On top of that, there's been a raid in Nevada of a farm-to-fork party with 100 people or so getting together to eat organic food. Can't do that here in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. They're cracking down on Occupy Wall Street everywhere, beating their heads in cities all across the country, shooting them with rubber bullets. Leaders are coming out, including former military folks, generals and others, and saying, this is not freedom. Looks like something out of Saudi Arabia or China. Whether you love Occupy Wall Street or hate them, the point is you have to defend their right to the First Amendment. And when Obama couldn't co-opt it, he went after him. We got Michael Moore lecturing everybody while he has $5 million houses all over the place. Jay-Z's making all this money off Occupy Wall Street shirts, criticizing the free market when he's made hundreds of millions off of it. But by the way, said he won't contribute any of that money to the Occupy movement. And then Ron Paul was given 89 seconds in the CBS debate, the CBS presidential, Republican presidential debate. We'll get into that. We'll get into the latest on Penn State, the latest on Obama giving contracts to his campaign contributors, and more. Stay with us.
Texas Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 13th day of November 2011 on this live Sunday broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I will open the phones up, give the phone number out at the bottom of the hour after I've gone into basically a boil down of the top stories that I think are most important and actually affect our lives. Some of these stories are big national items. Others aren't getting the attention they deserve. Sometimes we do cover whatever the big story is, but give our own perspective and analysis on it. But more often than not, we actually cover geopolitical movements, societal movements, cultural developments, scientific discoveries here on this transmission that are not giving, that are not getting the attention that they deserve. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of media choices out there, and there's a lot of entertainment and things of little or no significance, and also a lot of different flavors of the false left-right paradigm. But millions of people, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., join me for the weekday show, and millions also tune in here for the Sunday transmission on AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Sirius XM, and of course, Infowars.com. So I want to welcome you all aboard here today, and thank you for joining us. And this is not a spectator radio broadcast slash TV, because we're streaming it out over the web as well at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. This is a radio broadcast that is interactive. Almost everything that I cover here, I'd say 95% of it, is open source in legislation, in trade publications, or in mainstream or alternative media. And I won't just cover one article generally on a subject. I'll cover an entire grouping from different angles and then give you the globalist perspective from reading hundreds of their white papers and understanding the enemy on why they're doing what they're doing and connecting the dots and how it ties together. And we've been devastatingly accurate when it comes to forecasting major trends and movements in society and major events. Okay, Israel, again, is making more statements that they're planning to strike Iran as early as the start of next month. I pray this is saber-rattling. We're going to go over that report first. Then we're going to look at Ron Paul, basically silenced at the CBS debate last night. Sure, on average, he gets about 4 minutes. The top candidate gets about 14. The other candidates get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, depending on which other candidate you're talking about. Scientific studies have been done on it in the last few months. The Drudge Report has reported on it and others. Well, last night, Mitt Romney got more than 12 minutes. Ron Paul got 89 seconds. 89 seconds. So they let him in the debate, but for all intents and purposes, he's not there. But he still scored multiple hole-in-ones, out-of-the-parks, grand slams, whatever you want to call it, Hail Marys, in the 2 times he got to talk. Combined time, 89 seconds. I mean, they had him down to 4 minutes and change in the debates. First, it was 6 minutes down to 4 minutes. There's been like 10 of these things now. They're very popular. Folks are really waking up politically and looking for answers. And he got 89 seconds. By the way, that report is up at drudgereport.com right now. One of the top stories there. If you want to go there, it's an easy place to find it. It's also at Infowars.com. He's a link to our posting on the subject at drudgereport.com. If you'd like to find that, Drudge is always good at having things where they're easy to find. It's still on our front page, too, but our stuff scrolls off so fast. There it is. It's the top story, bottom top story in the top left-hand corner. Ron Paul gets 89 seconds to speak in debate. We'll probably just go ahead and show folks a screenshot of that if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So I'm going to get into Iran and whether you're for the war or against it, what it signifies, what it means. You can't debate what it's going to do. It runs from bad to worse. But it's good for one group, the politicians that want to distract you from the world depression. Nothing like a war to get people to patriotically just kind of circle the wagons around government and do whatever they're told because after all, we're in a time of war, so we better do what the government says. So we got Israel on that front. We'll get into the Ron Paul situation, the attacks on Occupy Wall Street all over the country. Here's a headline. Top military commander in court support right to protest. But all over the country, the word has been given because Obama couldn't co-opt them completely to attack them. St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Denver crack down on Occupy protesters. Oakland cracks down. I mean, it's just pouring in. So we'll get into that report coming up. Also, we'll look at the candidates, the Republicans supporting waterboarding, new wars, and other crimes against humanity that I guess Americans think now is manly and tough. So we'll be looking at that. Also, we've seen a lot of this. But, you know, I mean, to be fair, under Bush, tens of billions of dollars, $9 billion in one payment and a few billion after that that I saw, were given in a program called BioShield to, quote, develop vaccines for forced inoculation during smallpox, anthrax, or other attacks. And it turned out those were basically political payoffs. And it was used as a cover to build bioweapons laboratories all over the country, and that's now admitted. Well, here's the LA Times. It's now open season on Obama because he was unable to become our savior and bring us Marxist, Leninist, banker, you know, deployed, controlled, because they want us all dependent on them. So the mega rich try to bring collectivist systems to countries they dominate. But now there's open season on him politically because he's a political liability for the elite. So they've turned on him. The LA Times that said he could walk on water and might have the same magical powers as the Tooth Fairy combined with the Easter Bunny, as well as a Lucky Charms creature. The LA Times is the headline. Cost. Need questioned in $433 million smallpox drug deal. A company controlled by a longtime political donor gets a no-bid contract to supply an experimental remedy for a threat that may not exist. Am I waking up in the Twilight Zone here, where the LA Times isn't just criticizing Obama for payoffs to political donors? They're coming out with the energy company scams as well. But they're criticizing vaccine programs that aren't needed. I guess you do want to sell a few newspapers. You do want to stay in the game. You do want to stay relevant a little bit. It's kind of like the LA Times and the New York Times 3 weeks ago came out and admitted that busted Iranian car salesman down there, that it was totally fake. And of course, it did come out that was fake in a way to start a new war with Iran. And I'm not saying Iran's lily white, you know, the driven snow, perfectly, you know, pure as the driven snow. I'm saying they lied to us about WMDs before. Now they're not even really lying. They're just saying they could make a bomb at these facilities, and they're studying a type of nuclear technology that could be used for weapons that 100-plus other countries openly study, including the University of Texas at the J.J. Pickles Center up off North Research with two nuclear reactors, experimental. The average Austinite doesn't even know they're there, and they happen to be doing these exact same tests because I've gone and researched it up there. Are we going to have the UN and NATO come, you know, attack North Austin because they've got a big, giant experimental and then one smaller nuclear experimental reactor up there? I mean, the UN's been inside these reactors. They can't create fissile material to make an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb. We come back from break. I'm going to get into Iran first, briefly. Then I want to get into Ron Paul. Then I'm going to get into the incredible meltdown of Europe, which we told you. They're going to call it the failure of the euro. And out of the depression that's brought in there, and now all the big pundits at CNBC, CNN are saying it's a global depression. It was always one. It was always designed to be one. Told you this 10 years ago. Told you 4 years ago. Told you 3 years ago. A year ago. 6 months ago. I told you they'd announce a bank of the world, global currency, as the answer to the global meltdown. Why do I know? I don't have a crystal ball. How do I know? I know because it's in the Trilateral Commission documents that are public from 1975 and 1976. This has all been planned. We'll be right back. The New World Order is upon us.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have a link to a London Independent newspaper article that says conspiracy theories are running rampant and taking over, and these people are dangerous. And then the first thing that they talk about in the article is these crazies think the government can track you with GPS with your phone. And we just post a blurb of the article with them saying that and then link to the London Guardian and other mainstream news with the headlines, government tracking entire population in England and U.S. without warrants with GPS triangulators built into your phone. Technically, there's not GPS in most phones. It's a cell tower that is GPS triangulator. So they triangulate your GPS. It's not GPS, it's triangulation using GPS. So that's how they try to play mind games. Well, it's not GPS, it's triangulation. So instead of down to 5 feet, it's down to 10 feet. But really, the system works down to about 2 inches. Yeah, I was out at the ranch. I wasn't deer hunting, but there were some people down there deer hunting, and one of them lost his phone riding on his four-wheeler. And he just, it was out there on, 1,000-plus acres somewhere. He just went to his find software on his laptop on Wi-Fi with the app he had, and it zoomed in right on the spot, showed him the triangulated area with a satellite photo, and he was then able to hone right in on the spot where it was at down to 1 foot. My point is, you point out what's going on, you point out the reality, and you get called a conspiracy theorist. Hey, look at this. Merck's Kenneth Frazier to head up Penn State investigation. Merck CEO, they've brought you all those great drugs, including Gardasil, that they knew was killing people in the trials. Then they just get government to mandate it, so then they get vaccine protection and liability protection with a product causing autoimmune diseases and death. He'll now go run the nice little tidying up, probably a nice bucket of white paint there. And, of course, all the other great drugs Merck's brought you. I mean, have you forgotten? I mean, they had Rick Perry come out and say, it's the law, got to take Gardasil. And we said, there's no law. Nowhere in the U.S. can they make you take a shot unless you're in the military. And then even that is a approved by the FDA shot. Nothing experimental. And the smallpox and anthrax shots are experimental. And the military is like, wow, really? Yes. And then, of course, that got overturned because people pointed it out. They tried to court-martial a few Army doctors at first who pointed it out, but didn't matter. They had to back off. See, we're informed, but I remember being in the newspaper in Texas and nationally, Alex Jones and medical doctors he has on claim it's not the law, you have to take it. They're conspiracy theorists. They claim the governments can track you in lifetime without warrants. Now it's all over the news. But they still come out and say we're crazy. Kind of like I said, they'd announce a bank of the world after they started imploding the European Union. I said this a decade ago, plus. And that they would then announce a bank of the world with a global currency that you'd pay carbon taxes, VAT, and sales taxes to. It's now in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Financial Times of London. The Vatican's called for it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, and everybody else. Just type in world government, a solution to Greek crisis, and it's right there. And we told you, the Irish crisis, the Icelandic crisis, the Grecian crisis, that after each crisis and after each new trillion plus that the private bankers that created the derivatives got, and after taxes were raised, it would only cause things to get worse and the next country to implode. Oh, and I said several years ago with our expert guest, because I spend 18 hours or more a day totally focused on this, so I am a super expert. Yes, it's true. Everybody who's looked at it knows it's true. I told you next it would be, oh, I'm sorry, it's all on record. I told you it would be Italy, then Spain, then Portugal, then France, then Denmark, right down the line. Every European Union member. They've already bankrupted all the Eastern European countries that were brought in the 25 group, as it implodes back to the 15 and the 10, and it'll implode, 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 and then they'll bankrupt Germany last. Now, you've heard it here over and over and over again. Countless articles written, countless interviews, and you're going to see it happen. It is a controlled demolition of the world economy, period. And here's an article out of the Business Insider. To save Europe, they had to kill democracy. And I've heard this on Bloomberg. I've heard this on CNBC, MSNBC. And people are like, you heard it on TV? Yeah, I don't really watch TV. I listen to it on XM. I'm addicted. I can walk around the house with a receiver. I can be in the yard. I can be in my car everywhere. I can turn it up in the shower. I can listen to everything. And I can monitor the propaganda without looking at the bags of pus. Like Newt Gingrich, one of the new Republican frontrunners, supports global government in books he wrote, openly supports open borders in the past, openly supports carbon taxes, and I'll get emails from you saying, oh, shut up, that's not true. Oh, kind of like I told you, Rick Perry worked for Al Gore and supported carbon taxes and supported Hillary Care and supported gun control and supported open borders and amnesty cities. And then you tell me I'm a liar, but then later it comes out mainstream and you have to apologize. Because you're going, well, wait, this year he tried in the legislature to pass an end to sanctuary cities, which he covertly killed himself. He kills bills he gets introduced so he can have cake, eat it too. It's called a fraud, called a scam, called a bamboozling. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a schmuck. Don't be an idiot. And now it's all come out. And Mitt Romney, oh, gun control, abortion, open borders, sanctuary cities, wrote Obamacare, is praised by Al Gore for total carbon taxes. But with him, you tell conservatives and they go, well, I like carbon taxes and turning guns in. I like open borders now. Okay, then, you deserve everything you get, just like the Obama zombies. You people that support mainline, blue blood, establishment, corporate whore, New World Order Republicans, get what you deserve. You toady up to them like some stray dog in the forest. You toady up and lick their boots thinking you're part of the power structure because you sign on to who they've told you the winner is. And politically, Mitt Romney shoves a shotgun right in your face like some stray dog somebody's getting rid of and just pulls both triggers, your whole head blowing off. And as your brain splatter, the last thing you're thinking about is a big heart with a big arrow through it. Oh, Romney, you want my guns? You can have them. Oh, Romney, open borders. Oh, you wrote Obamacare. We love you. We love you. We're idiots. We're morons. You know, I told you I would get into Israel. You know, I love how they say support Israel, support an attack on Iran. When I've seen polls in Israel of upwards of 70%+, other scientific polls, 55, 60, some 45. But in most polls, the majority of Israelis who live there are not for attacking Iran. They've had all their former intelligence chiefs come out against it. And you know what they've said, even in the Washington Times and Washington Post? This is about Obama getting a political distraction. He's acting like he's against it while he's fully behind it. And it's about Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of the Likud party, getting to be a big hero when his ratings are down. Because a war, when you get in a war, people support you even if they were against the war. Once it started, they get behind you. And then all those riots in Israel over their depression might not get as much attention. So I'll briefly get into this. Ron Paul, give the number out. Then get into all the other news and chemtrails. That's coming up. Stay with us. Okay, we are back live. I'm going to go ahead and give the number out, the toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday radio show from 11 to 2 because that show, the Minnesota Network headquarters, takes the calls. We do it right out of our own studios here on Sundays, so 100% produced right here. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on any of the issues we've raised or any issues you'd like to raise. Or if you disagree with me or have a question, comment, whatever the case is, 877-789-2539. And we'll open that phone system here in just a moment. It's computerized, so then we got to make sure we open it up. Okay, look, I've already talked a lot about Israel. But after I covered geoengineering and climate manipulation by the globalist, because we already have a global government. It's a private, corporate, world government, anti-free market, shadowy, but now coming out into the open. After I get into this news, then I want to go back into Iran and then into your calls. But all day, it's, you know, the Iranians are going to get us. Oh, my gosh. But the Associated Press and others are reporting higher radiation levels in every country of Europe. And they're saying, just don't worry about it. They're saying they don't know where it's coming from, but it's the radioactive iodine isotopes that are only released by fission and meltdowns and reactors. The French have had a couple disasters the last few months. The Canadians have had disasters. Plants in the U.S. have had releases. The five of the six melted down, exploded hulks in Fukushima. Japan blowing right across the Pacific Ocean. They're still melting down wildly. But nobody's concerned about that. In Europe, they've just raised the level. Oh, radiation's up? We'll just raise what we say is safe. Oh, it's way up in the U.S., sometimes thousands of times what was said previously? We'll just raise the level. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. It really makes my head spin that this is going on. And then all I'm hearing about all day is Iran, Iran, Iran. And then it's actually in Reuters, but it never gets any attention. And Paul Watson earlier last week put together a bunch of government documents, White House press releases under Bush and Obama to admit our so-called government, for 5 years at least, has been staging terror attacks all over Iran, blowing up military bases. They blew up one today. And, of course, the Iranians don't want to look powerless, so they're like, oh, it was an accident that our top general in ballistic missiles was blown up with a bunch of his troops. Accidentally at a military base. But their actual Supreme Council has come out, and our own government, and the Israelis admit, they've got special ops on the ground with other locals and with Wahhabist groups out of Iran, real Al-Qaeda, just like real Al-Qaeda was used to overthrow Gaddafi and, to a lesser extent, Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. And then I got to be lectured all day. The government has to stick their hands down my pants at the airport. Because with dirty gloves, with, you know, flesh-eating bacteria dripping off of them, that's come out in the news, or try to force me into a microwave, or try to grope my children, because Al-Qaeda's going to get me, and you just gave them. They actually, the government is Al-Qaeda in Libya. They're actually flying the Al-Qaeda flag. That's in the news. And it's like, well, that's the good Al-Qaeda. And yeah, there's a few thousand shoulder-launch surface-to-air missiles that can take anything down, and 8,000 other ones missing, but don't worry about that. The government wants to set up domestic checkpoints and is now doing it federally run that violate the 10th Amendment to search you randomly because Al-Qaeda. But then you get the internal training manuals. It's all about gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives. The very people, some of them, cheerleading the police state in the name of keeping them safe. So Israel, look, Israel, that is the government of Israel. We're told back Israel. I'm not against Israel, not against any of these countries, but I'm against the corrupt governments that get power and political gravitas out of wars because we primitively rally around the government when it starts a war. It's primitive that when the enemy's coming, you rally around the chief. But these aren't our hereditary chiefs. These aren't our people that are on our side. They're punching our primitive instincts like a dog growling at somebody that, you know, knocks on the window at night. They're punching our buttons. Who is the U.S. government? It's a vending machine for foreign interest who've gotten their people into every regulatory position where if little guys try to go and put money in the vending machine, it's called bribery. If U.S. companies or smaller companies do it, I mean even billion-dollar companies are small, they get indicted, they go to jail. It's only the big Fortune 100 can do whatever it wants. You want to launder $378 billion in your Wachovia and Wells Fargo? Do it. Your Bank of America, and you want to take houses that you never even had a deed for that are totally paid for? Do it. Your Prudential, you want to take the death benefits of hundreds of thousands of dead and dying veterans? Do it. Nobody's going to stop you because you took decades putting your people in all the regulatory positions, gaining influence and power the whole time. And I mean, this Fortune 100 is a bunch of crooks competing with each other. And then they go, oh, don't worry about the depression. Don't worry about everything falling apart. They dangle Iran in front of us. Look, they're scary. They got beards and they got turbans on their heads and they're going to get you. And they want to attack you. Yes, Iran has Hezbollah as a proxy army against Israel. And Israel has their proxy Kurd groups and Wahhabist Sunni groups against the Shiite state of Iran. I'm a Christian. I'm not Shiite. I'm not Sunni. I don't have a dog in that fight. But I'm into truth. And Iran's been overthrown repeatedly by the corporate interests that have overthrown America. Iran was our friend in 53 when they were betrayed. They used the, quote, Muslim extremists to try to overthrow the government, CIA-backed. Then the CIA double-crossed them, killed the entire government, hundreds of them, cut their heads off, let the Muslim extremists do that, arrested Mohammad Mossadegh, and then double-crossed the Muslim radicals, kicked them out, and brought in the Shah, who about a million people disappeared. By the way, I mean, that's a large part of their population. I mean, see, it's easy just to go, kill them Arabs. I hear it all the time with good old boys. They're not Arabs, you idiot. Number one, it'd be wrong to say kill them Arabs. But if you're saying kill people, at least be able to find it on a map, you moron. You fool. You make real rednecks who are supposed to be crafty and smart and know what's going on in the world look like idiots. Your granddaddy would have thought you were a fool, driving around in a big pickup truck, sticking your gut out and talking tough about parking lot this, glass parking lot that is not tough. Letting a bunch of foreign banks take your country over and send us off to war. By the way, the same mega bankers, through media they own, will demonize us in Europe, but in the media they own over here, say the war is good. They're blaming this whole stinking world government on the American people. We're paying for it. I always hear, we ought to get that oil from Iraq because we went over there and liberated them. You pay for it, idiot. You don't get the oil. Why's China and France getting it? Because they're part of the New World Order and we're just the idiots. This isn't, it's one thing if you go, well, this is a corrupt empire like the British Empire 200 years ago, but I as an Englishman get something from it. And you actually did get something. If you go around murdering and killing people, you got part of it. No. You pay for all this and then you get hated for it. And the bankers sit there laughing. That's really stupid. If you want to just be a mercenary and be, okay, I'm evil. The only people actually getting something out of this are the mercenaries, other than the globalist. Mercenaries getting $180,000 on average, while the troops are getting about $30,000 or less on average. I mean, if you want to just be a psychopath or sociopath, and you know, and look what America's turned into. Where they've made it so sexy to be into torture. Yeah, that's how America does it. We torture people. Yeah. We get false confessions. Yeah, yeah. Then we recruit people out of the Guantanamo Bay and send them to run Libya. And then the public's too dumb to even know that. Or, yeah, the U.S. government gets the underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the plane and it all comes out later and nobody asks, wow, there should be an investigation. Again, foreign megabanks that are totally ruthless and are, by the way, funding the Muslim extremist. You know, they're putting them in power in all these countries because they know in 5 years you won't remember when they march us off to kill them. And it's just a reason to stay in the region, stay in control, and have weapons sales and take our liberty here domestically. Everything, we pay for it. I'll get into Ron Paul being censored, your phone calls, and the chemtrails. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Again, the public in the United States is treated like three-year-olds because we act like it. 5 years ago, George W. Bush put out a press release and admitted five different terrorist groups, including four of them that are Al-Qaeda-based, are funded by the U.S. government inside Iran, staging daily terror attacks, blowing up dams, killing people, you name it. Now, the Israelis are operating there as well. A lot of people are like, good, get them. The point is, this is the rules of war. You can't be a crazy hypocrite. What if Iran was blowing up stuff here in the U.S.? They'd be bombed so quick and make your head spin. Again, the globalists don't want to be friends with Iran. They kicked our friends out in 53. They want enemies because the people running America hate America, the special interest. Oh, the leader of Italy, Berlusconi, has finally left. I mean, the guy's even allowed to have underage girlfriends and not get in trouble. But he's still a high-powered puppet. He's mafia high up there, but huge mafia connections, but he's still not a true elitist. He's an elitist servant. And now, oh, crowds are celebrating. He's gone. He's a puppet. Obama's a puppet. Bush was a puppet. The elites stand behind these puppets. And you get angry at them and take out Bush, put in Obama, take out Obama, put in Mitt Romney, and it just gets worse. You got to go off of who they were bought and paid for by, not off the rhetoric. It's off their real track record. Incredible. Look at this. Obama says China must play by the rules, but he admits America's been a little bit lazy. You mean the 100 million people on the government dole or on welfare one way or the other always want more of what the American people that work harder and harder. Those that do work in major studies in America work on average two jobs and on average about 12 hours a day, including weekends. And our country and the family is falling apart. And those that do work, you can go look up the actuaries on this. Americans that do work are the hardest working per capita in the world. You know people who are successful? Yeah, they're working at midnight, aren't they? I know I am a lot. I grab little hour here, hour there, a few hours with my children. I'm so dedicated to my work, even when I'm with them, I can't stand it. I'm still working. And then you got people that want to just live, you know, at a certain level, want to do their 8 hours. That's great. They're still working hard as well and paying more and more taxes. But then you got all these other people working for the big mega banks. Again, they don't know they work for the big mega banks, but the big welfare class are like, give us more. And the elite, anytime they want, can sick them on what's left of the middle class. That's the dependent class the ultra rich want. And that's something the Republicans will never tell you because they're part of it as well. But that's the whole Democrat game. And don't worry, China agency warns of new U.S. downgrade. Last time they did that, we went from AAA plus to AAA, which means we pay more interest to the banksters who are the ones we're bailing out. We bail them out with tens of trillions. They raise our taxes and austerity globally, cut benefits, cut services, and then they lecture us and we pay higher interest. Gotta love that one, don't you? I'd buy that for a dollar. Okay, let me get to this Ron Paul. I want to come back, take a bunch of your calls, and spend at least 20 minutes on geoengineering the globalist manipulating the weather. The point is the world is waking up to all of this. They want to start a new war to distract people. Ron Paul comes out and says, you know, we lied about WMDs. We can't just start a war with Iran. The Soviets had nukes. We'd have war with them. Let's try to work with them. Let's try to be friends with them. Something Iran, by the way, is actually asked to do. Iran had... Look at this article. Explosion in Iran rocks Revolutionary Guard's military base. Again, it is in Reuters. It is in mainstream news. It is in the Daily Mail that Israel, England, and the U.S. have special forces there. I mean, look at this article. Pull up BBC. It's up on Drudge. It's also at InfoWars, but it's in the middle column at Drudge. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, just go online, type in Iran explosion at Revolutionary Guard's military base. 17 soldiers have been killed in an explosion at a military base near Iran's capital, Tehran, officials say. And it's a huge mushroom cloud on the horizon. It's like it shows a photo from like 20 miles away, and it looks like a mini nuke went off. The blast occurred when weapons were being moved. Yeah, they always say that. Inside a Revolutionary Guard depot, a spokesman for the elite unit told State TV, windows of nearby buildings were shattered. And it goes on to say the top general over their missiles delivery systems was killed. All right, well, point is that article's out there. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul piece. So here's Ron Paul. And Ron Paul... In scientific studies that we have linked in the article, in fact, let me just give you that headline. Well, there's the Iran headline. Iran explosion, Revolutionary Guard military base. So again, our supposed government that's gang raping our whole political and financial system is telling us that we've got to give up all of our liberties and freedoms and have Homeland Security take over every facet of our lives and have domestic checkpoints on major highways and at malls and have Janet Napolitano, when she's not shipping guns into Mexico, to blame it on the Second Amendment, lecturing us about the terrorist threat and brainwashing school children to think that Al-Qaeda is hiding under tables and picnic tables and closets and under their beds. All this is going on. And we've got links to all the scientific studies and reports where Ron Paul gets the least amount of coverage, the least amount of time. And when he does, it's mainly negative. But on average, he gets about 4 minutes and 14 seconds in the studies we've got linked in a debate, in all the debates they've had. Well, now Ron Paul gets 89 seconds to speak in debate. Now CBS News has given him 89 seconds. And you can go look at Mitt Romney and the others, on average got more than 10 minutes. Ron Paul, in an hour and a half debate, got 89 seconds. But he still did a great job in that time. But that shows you, and in every major poll, he's second, third, or fourth place. You actuary it together, he's number three going into number two. And meanwhile, surging is the goblin. Newt Gingrich, who supports carbon taxes, global government. I mean, he wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's book saying we'll have to get rid of our sovereignty for a global government. Read it. It's online. I've got clips of Newt Gingrich saying we all need microchips in us. This guy is a globalist CFR, New World Order, fake conservative. If I have to explain it to you, there's no hope. I mean, Mitt Romney. Heavens to Betsy. Let's go ahead and go to Ron Paul. 89 seconds. It's like he's in the Indy 500 and they give him a quarter tank of gas, bald tires, and tell him he has to drive 100 miles an hour and everybody else can drive 200. And then when he starts winning, they come out and shotgun his tires out from under him. And then the sheep will say, well, they said he can't win. They said he can't win. When he diagnosed the entire problem we're now facing and predicted it. Here is his 89 seconds.
Follow up with you for just 30 seconds. Is it worth going to war to prevent a nuclear weapon in Iran?
No, it isn't worthwhile. And the only way you would do that is you'd have to go to the Congress. We as commander in chief aren't making the decision to go to war. You know, the old fashioned way, the Constitution, you go to the Congress and find out if our national security is threatened. And I'm afraid what's going on right now is similar to the war propaganda that went on against Iraq. And, you know, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and it was orchestrated, and it was, to me, a tragedy of what's happened these last 10 years, the death and destruction, $4 trillion in debt. So, no, it's not worthwhile going to war. If you do, you get a declaration of war, and you fight it, and you win it, and get it over with.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Paul, my spidey sense tells me we have a debate about to get launched here. I know you have an opinion you'd like to weigh in.
Torture is illegal, and by our laws, it's illegal by international laws.
How do you define torture, sir?
Well, waterboarding is torture, and many other things. It's illegal under international law and under our law. It's also immoral, and it's also very impractical. There's no evidence that you really get reliable evidence. Why would you accept the position of torturing 100 people because you know one person might have information? And that's what you do when you accept the principle of torture. I think it's uncivilized, and have no practical advantages, and it's really un-American to accept on principle that we will torture people that we capture.
And Major, I have to weigh in on this. I have to say
that's it. That's it. You're at the debate. You get 89 seconds, buddy boy, with the cheers, 89 seconds. That's all the time you get. Now, Mitt Romney, 10-plus minutes. Everybody else, you get plenty of time because you're not a real threat. You're not intelligent. You're a bunch of teleprompter-reading political prostitutes that can't be trusted. If the American people don't vote for Ron Paul, well, we tried as best we could. We'll continue to fight on. But a lot of you idiots out there deserve what the bankers are doing to you, a designed global depression. We'll be back with your phone calls, geoengineering, chemtrail expose. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. At the bottom of the hour, I will do a expose on geoengineering because I want to point out, hey, we've got real things facing us. There's a whole world going on of just incredible science, technology, and manipulation that needs to be looked at. And it's almost a crime to even get caught up in Iran, Israel, Republican debates, because even that, even though it's serious, is still nothing compared to the real facts when you're awake. So that's coming up. Jerry, Brad, Keith, Tim, Dan, Nathan, Jim, Martha, Ronald, Alan, Gary, Gene. I'm going to get to all of you. I will get to all of you. Jerry in New Mexico, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, this is Gary in New Mexico.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
Hey, I'm a Prison Planet owner, money bomb backer of you. I want to let you know about an encounter I had at our local health department in regards to my five-month-old child, who the person in charge asked us if we wanted to give our child a flu shot and if we wanted to get one in turn. And I said, which flu shot, the thimerosal flu shot or the flu shot that contains thimerosal? And they looked at me stunned, and then a minute later, here comes in a lobbyist from the government wanting to take inventory of what this department had in stock. And I said, are you giving them the information that contains the flus that contain thimerosal, or are you just giving them the propaganda in leading the sheep to the slaughter? And I said, I have a printout from Dr. Tenpenny. Are you giving these people this information? And he just looked at me stunned. I said, the vaccine information statement that is given does not state any information about this flu containing thimerosal, which is, what, 40% mercury. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, the door opened, and there was about 20 people lined up as she's ready and happy to get the flu shot with no information given.
No, you're right, sir. And again, thank you for your support, Gary. What they do is schools, you name it, put out an information sheet saying no side effects, no problem. They don't give you the actual drug insert that says narcolepsy, convulsions, brain damage, cancer, death, autoimmune disease. They don't give you the actual drug insert. They just lie to people. It turned out all over the country 3 years ago during the H1N1, they were giving little kids the shot without telling the parents. And when they got caught, they'd say it was an accident. And it turned out from California to Alabama, they knew and were lying. And now California, the Governor Brown signed the law 2 weeks ago saying we'll give kids shots without the parents' consent. We'll do what we want. The government will shoot your kids up. And they're now raiding people having organic dinners with their friends over for a picnic, saying you can't grow your own food and even your own potatoes and eat them. I mean, I have the video. It's bizarre. And they're SWAT teaming Amish people. I mean, it's just a criminal group. Anything else, Gary?
Yeah, and I also wanted to add that I am a veteran as well, a disabled veteran. And when the last appointment I went to in the Albuquerque VA center, I was asked three times by my provider if I wanted a flu shot. And I asked him, which flu shot, the thimerosal free or the one that contains thimerosal? And he just looked at me with a blank stare, and I said, no, thank you. I walked out the door, and I haven't been back since.
Oh, yeah. They're mailing people cards saying, it's free, get it. Why do they want us to take it so bad? See, the Rockefeller Foundation, who admittedly developed all this, we have their public documents saying they would develop things hidden in vaccines to reduce our fertility or give us cancer to reduce our population. Gee, should we trust them? If they've basically run the CDC program, they funded Hitler. Let me see. Should I trust them? The answer is no. But they're doing a full-out vaccine push right now in a response. Their offensive is a defensive because people are waking up. Gary, great job. Good to hear from you. Now educate others about the scam. Spread the word. Brad, Keith, Tim, Dan, others, your calls are straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. It is the second hour of worldwide broadcast. I had to get some gloves last night because I'm going to go on an investigative trip coming up here very soon in a cold climate. And every person I ran into at Dillard's was a listener. Every shopper, every person helping us. My wife was upstairs getting the 3-year-old some shoes. one of those people checking us out was a listener. Again, I'm not, ooh, people are listening to my show. That is good news that we're getting all these radar pings, that we're number one in the alternative media, number one in online radio, and growing on AM and FM and shortwave and XM. It is an incredible responsibility. I want to get more into the implosion of Europe and now talk of downgrading the U.S. credit rating again to the banksters and what that means. I want to get into a special report that I'll do extensive coverage of throughout the week. This is just the beginning salvo. Headline, Colossal Geoengineering in Plain Sight. If you don't know what geoengineering is or terraforming, we'll explain it. I know most of you do. And just to give you an idea of what we're going to get into. BBC, why the sun seems to be dimming. The Earth is dimmer. And NASA admits it's condensation trails. But something changed. Earth's dimming skies before and after. Wired Magazine. Here's another one. Colossal geoengineering. Science Daily. What impact would sun dimming have on Earth's weather? And then it turns out I have the government documents and others where it's an admitted program. They've been doing it and calling us kooks for 17 years, exposing it. But they won't give us the details. So this is just the beginning of a special report tonight. But if, I mean, I can tell you what they're doing. We've reverse engineered the whole operation, read enough of their documents, and it's pretty cold-blooded. What do you expect? They're playing God. Keith in Texas, then others. Keith, welcome. You're on the air.
So today, Alex, hey, we were able to get a quick InfoWars plug-in on the Alan Cohn show. That video is up at Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel, or just Google search Funkmaster 5.
Good. Continue to hit all of the mainstream control left-right paradigm outlets in the InfoWar. Good job.
We're going to make our rounds. We're changing subjects. We're going to full Ron Paul mode here pretty soon. So those are the next videos coming up. Thank you very much.
Good job. Okay. Anything else you want to add? Okay. Just wanted to give us a report on that. Great job. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Tim, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I was kind of curious on your opinion on the whole harp ring phenomenon that we're able to view on the wonderground.com website and telecast.com website. We were curious, is it the United States government? Is it Israel? Is it some other government that's attacking the population? Is it the UN that's trying to kill everybody off with the radioactive rain?
Now, listen, people are upset, and I get these emails constantly. I get emails constantly saying, you need to do more to expose the chemtrails. You need to do more to expose what the globalists are doing to us. Or I hear complaints. You guys aren't doing enough. We need to get violent with this government. And most of those people are either in their mother's basement, nothing wrong with that, but that's where they're at, eating Hot Pockets, or they are provocateurs. The police, the military, they're all being sprayed by aluminum salts and barium and the rest of it that I'm going to cover coming up here in a little while. They're being hit by all this. This is one millionth of the people on this planet. We're talking about a few hundred globalist tops that are aware of this overall compartmentalized program. And we're here educating people and exposing it. So people call in and say, where are the patriots? Where are the people exposing radiation levels going up all over the world? I mean, here's Associated Press, Nuke Agency reports, unusual radiation in Europe. It's just pouring out. All these nuclear disasters, no doubt, this can't be an accident now. It's happening all over the world. Canada, France, you name it. The atmosphere is being manipulated. Well, get out there and warn people yourself. You need to do more, not just, hey, somebody's got to get out there and do something about this. We're here trying to cover it, trying to get the word out about it. It is a depopulation agenda. The globalists have told you there's too many people. The White House science czar has written books saying put stuff in the water and vaccines to sterilize people. We're in trouble, and we've got to admit how much trouble we're in. Dan in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I just have 2 points I want to bring up. The chemtrails. I live up here in northern Minnesota, and the first hard freeze we had up here that weekend was supposed to be 70 degrees, and all of a sudden they laced the sky with chemtrails, and that next morning it dropped about 30 degrees.
And by the way, we have a lot of new listeners that go, ha ha, chemtrails. I'm going to just break down some basic facts coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then throughout the week, I'm going to have special reports showing you the patents, how they add it to the jet fuel. The companies don't even know how it aerosolizes the aluminum and barium and other toxic things they're putting out, how it's changing our atmosphere, how they admit our atmosphere is changing. But now they're only coming out to the media and saying, we've done some tests, but now we want to look at doing this planet-wide to save the Earth, from global warming. And that's just their cover. The Chicago Mercantile and others have come out now with weather derivatives and betting. The Pentagon admits, I've interviewed the former head of Pentagon Weather Weapons Programs, the father of it, Ben Livingston. They had it certified in the mid-60s. They could create hurricanes. They could direct them with just chemical sprays out of aircraft. He said with 8 aircraft, he could kill a hurricane, make it stronger, steer it, whatever. And I've interviewed him. And then after that, he got threatened with national security and stuff, even though part of it had been declassified and won't come back on. But you know, all of this is going on. And the ruling class are playing God right now. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, I just had one quick question. I was recently in family court, and I submitted a jurisdictional challenge to the judge, and the judge just ignored it. And she asked me in court, where'd you get this idea that you were free, that you had freedom? And so now I have to do a psychological evaluation to even see my kid, which is completely ridiculous.
Well, no, this is, you know, what's great about this is that it's so horrible. We posted videos this weekend where judges said, I'm going to get violent. I have power. I'm taking your children from people that are just there in divorce court, and I'm going to give them away. And what it is a bunch of control freaks, pervs, you name it. I mean, look, Penn State's the tip of the iceberg. I've told you, pedophile rings run this country. They run it all. You don't get in their club unless you rape children. And it's just more and more of it's going to come out because they don't care now. You know, they're going to rape kids in showers at field houses, and it's going to be covered up for 17, 18 years. That's how evil works. A lot of them are just total control freaks. So this judge told you when you tried to bring up jurisdiction, because, you know, they set up the family courts in, on average about 1910 in different states to carry out forced sterilizations. Hitler got his ideas from us. We got ours from England. But, I mean, people say, how do you just sterilize somebody? Well, it's called family court. It's really a racial hygiene health department court. And that's, people look at when family court was set up and that entire family law, it's really eugenics law. So is vaccine, so is it all. And we have the highest cancer rate, highest depression rate, highest drug use rate, illegal and legal. We are cursed. We are run by a cult of child molesting scum. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you. And again, I mean, I did a report on the nightly news Friday, or was it Thursday? It's all archived at PrisonPlanet.tv with the Bohemian Grove news, the Washington Times news, all the admissions, the politicians, just over and over again. You have to understand, you don't get into their club. And now they're taking, you know, they've already taken over government. Now they're taking over universities. Now they're moving down to your police departments. You don't get into their club unless you hurt children. You don't get into the CPS, none of it. And they're going to take over all the police, everybody. And they're going to tell you, you don't have freedom. You're here to provide us children to gang rape them. Okay? That's the U.S. government. Child molesting scum. DynCorp, Halliburton, it's all come out in Congress. They can't get in trouble. Your children belong to them. We'll be right back. By the way, I mean, I meant what I just said going into break. If you study the Roman Empire, the Aztecs, the Babylonians, always some weird cult of miscreant, psychopath, control freaks get into control. And there's different cult groups that, but they're always into dominating the innocent, sacrificing children. They always want to take their power to the greatest extreme. So every culture slits little kids' throats, cuts their hearts out, burns them, whatever the case is. And, of course, as a side issue, rapes them. Now, that's a very small percentage psychologically, spiritually, of the population, but that's who wants the power. And so, of course, we have people like Jerry Sandusky with this university's ongoing long cover-up, the police covering it up, the grand jury's covering it up, the prosecutor covering it up, and then disappearing, and hard drives found in the water. Believe me, it isn't just Sandusky. Just like with the Catholic Church or anything else, where there's one roach, there's thousands. And I've seen the congressional hearings where they admit Dyncorp, Halliburton, and others were running giant global kidnapping rings of men, women, children, men for slave labor camps, women for sex, kids, all of it. And it comes up and nobody even gets in trouble. It comes out in the Chicago Tribune and it's like, well, that's the government, you know, just never mind. Just type in UN child trafficking. You'll get BBC, AP, Reuters. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know this stuff 17 years ago when I got on the radio. I was more like a mainline Ron Paul type libertarian. And then all those guys, they all know about that stuff too. They just focus on politics. I will tell you the entire story. And it's just bottomless. Once these people get over universities, law enforcement, military, corporations, government, they recruit their people in. I can go on for hours. All the news articles about hundreds of male madams visiting the White House in multiple administrations. I did a report on it. I've got the news articles with the credit card receipts, you know, in the newspaper. Remember, the latest was Jeff Gannon, the male madam, hundreds of visits with other men to the White House in 2004, 5, 6. And just bizarre, weird press conference photos with Bush hugging him and kissing him on the head. I mean, I just, you know, I can't handle it anymore, man. I can't. We got lunatics running things. These people. In fact, we have a video of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Jaron, what's the name of it or what site you get it from if folks want to, who are listening on the... It's on what? Again, World Star Hip Hop, the one that shows all the videos of gang members beating up old people. Okay, let's show the video. Here's Sandusky with some high school football players showing them how it's done. And again, you learn he was out there running charities for children so he can help them. How many times do you hear about Homeland Security people or others or people running children's charities or charities fighting the abuse of children? Again, CPS, so they're their own investigators, and so no one can catch them, and no one will believe the kids. I told Watson to an article on Friday. I said, I know the statistics, 5 times more likely for CPS to abuse your kid than anybody else, Justice Department's own numbers. Paul wrote the article, and that's true. Violently, 5 times. 17 times sexually. 17 times more likely to abuse children than any other group. It's like, oh, your parents, I see CPS take kids all the time because mom lets the 4-year-old play in the backyard with a fence around it. And then you read about school buses dropping 4-year-olds off 2 miles from home now that are going to public school. They're trying to get them younger and younger. And the school's like, it's fine. The government's like, it's fine. But oh, your kid was in the backyard or your kid fell off a jungle gym and broke their finger. We're taking them and giving them to a pit of piranhas. Oh, you're 17 times more likely than any other group. Truancy officers, off the charts. Cops, off the charts. All these groups that want to, Boy Scout leaders, off the charts. They want to be around kids. I'm not saying all the Boy Scout leaders. It's a good organization. The point is the predators come there. Why do seagulls get by the edge of the ocean where the little minnows are at, or at the end of the dock when the shrimp boats come in? Because they're full of fish they're going to throw overboard. Why do predators go that want kids? To kids, because that's where the kids are. Hey, Dillinger, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Or was that Bonnie and Clyde? And 17 times more likely than even truancy officers, who were the next group. 17 times. You're just literally, from my deep research, half of them are pedophiles. You are handing little kids all day over to people, and then you see it. That little girl, well, 13 years old, 12 years old, up in Michigan, the big case, her mom wouldn't vaccinate her. And so they came and took her, and then she got sexually transmitted diseases right after at the foster home. And then there's no enforcement. They can beat the kids, kill them, starve them, just because no one cares. It's just totally sick. I'm digressing now. Brad in Pennsylvania. It's just hell on earth has been released on us. And people were so naive. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome. I'm not too good thinking about how there's literal monsters everywhere in uniforms and just running around with wicked pedophile judges grabbing everybody's kids. This country's been literally delivered into Satan's hands. But of course we have. We've aborted 51 million babies and call it a medical procedure. We chop up babies. Of course our country's run by devil-worshipping pedophiles. And while he's talking, show the Sandusky video. Go ahead.
This is what you want. This is what you get.
That's right.
I love that piece you did. You're right. I mean, with the Penn State thing, I'm right up here near there. And it's like, you got Paterno, who's, deified. And then on the other side, in the corner over here of the room, I don't think he knew much about it. If he did, he should have done more. He should have said something. But over in the corner here, you got, like you're saying, this pedophile ring. It's disgusting.
Oh, and but don't worry. They've got the Merck CEO. I mean, he's close to Lucifer as it gets with the Gardasil, the Vioxx, all of it, flapping in like Count Dracula. He's going to run the cover-up.
Like they can do anything now about it instead of focusing on the victims. And they said
they covered it up for 18 years.
There's got to be 108 or 208 or 500 victims, not just eight they're talking about.
There's dead people. There's missing prosecutors.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I guarantee you there's devil worship, everything else. Folks, I've been there. I've infiltrated these groups, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. I've covered it. You don't understand. They run it all, and they must be defeated.
As far as Ron Paul goes, he's got to go independent, doesn't he? He's got it. I mean, there's so much support for him out there, outside the Republican National Committee. If he goes third party, he's got a shot. I don't understand why he just doesn't say, now I'm out, I'm going, I'm running as independent.
Yeah, I think he's on next week. The problem is, there's one day I'm out on business, Thursday, and I got Aaron sitting in, and I think that's the day he wants to come on. But Ron Paul, I may just end up just staying so I do the interview. But listen, obviously, if he doesn't get the nomination by March, if it doesn't look like he's going to win then, of course, something could catch on. Let me say January, February, March, April, May max. Then he runs over, takes over the libertarian system. They're the strongest third-party system in 50 states. They've got ballot access, and it's off of the races to inject real issues and then get equal time in the national debates. Again, what do you think of him getting 89 seconds? 80?
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely asinine.
Ladies and gentlemen, predators group together and seek badges, guns, and power so they can get away with their evil. They want power. They want bondage. They want to dominate you. They want to come in your house without warrants. They want to track you. That's why the Founding Fathers said, don't give up your liberties to government, because if you do, it allows the criminals to take over government and literally give you hell on earth, and it's now coming. The judgment of America is at hand. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll notice the headline out of Time Magazine. I've told you for 17 years, the New World Order is a globalist megabank coup over the world. I've told you for the last 4 years, they would implode Europe in the next step after starting the first crisis in 2008, 3.5 years ago, and that after each country they take over and get trillions more, then they would only expand their takeover, that it's a bankster takeover. Max Kaiser calls it bankster occupation. Here's Time Magazine. Regime change in Europe. Do Greece and Italy amount to a banker's coup? And it goes over the fact that even though the leaders of the countries did what the bankers told them to do, the puppet leaders leave, the banksters take over, they raise the taxes to pay money the bankers owe. And you apologize to the bankers. I'm sorry you created all these derivatives and put your people into government and robbed us. Here's everything we've got. They're like, that's good. Now we're going to implode the euro completely under IMF and World Bank control. And now individual countries will be ruled by us. Thank you for ripping us off. Here it is. And it goes over this. They go on to say the voice of the people no longer matters. It's global government by the bankers. And that's it. But if you talk about this, the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL or others will come out and claim that secretly you're wearing Hitler underwear. Kind of like, I don't like government-run healthcare. Shut up, racist. Okay, all righty. What does that have to do with it? Again, here it is, world government banker coup. Okay, I'm going to get to Nathan, Jim, Martha, Ronald, Alan, Gary, Gene, and really, this is something I'm going to have to spend an hour on tomorrow or Tuesday on the weekday show because it's so big, and I want to get to these calls, but here's the kernel and of information, and while I'm talking, we'll show some video I shot yesterday while hiking on Barton Creek with my family. Again, I understand that when trails go over, and I'm not reaching out to old listeners, I'm talking about new listeners right now, so this will bore some people. I'm not saying that when jets fly at 10, 20, 30,000 feet, they don't create condensation around their wingtips, and that around that then forms ice crystals, condensation nuclei. I got it. I understand it. In the mid-1990s, suddenly, jet contrails started to be persistent, and huge cloud banks began to form. And environmental scientists like Clifford Carnicom and others came out and sent airplanes up, got tests, and said this is some kind of weather modification program. And it looked, and back then it was just government aircraft, unmarked. Now it's mixed in with most of the aviation jet fuel. And lo and behold, we went and found the patents on that. And I'm going to be showing those tomorrow. You can just Google patents for mixing chemtrail ingredients. It'll have the layman term into jet fuel. Or patents for aerosol spraying, aerosol or barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and jet fuel. And you'll see all the patents. But point is, I'm going to do reports on it tomorrow and Tuesday. We've covered this before, but for 5 years, I've been really researching this in depth. And kind of working on a film intensely for 2 years. And I've just decided to take the pieces of the film, the research, and just put it out on the radio and TV now. We don't have time to wait and make the perfect film and, quite frankly, make a bunch of money. This isn't even about that. Of course, if I charge money for it, then people will appreciate it. It'll get 50 million views online. We put it out for free. If I give it away for free, it'll get 100,000 views. So maybe I should just wait and put it all together. But I shot some video as jets were laying down the trails. In pre-1995-96, all over the United States and Europe, trails would go away in a few seconds to a few minutes max. Now, they stay up there an hour or more and expand out as nuclei, forming water droplet particles and forming giant cloud banks. And in fact, when I first got out on Barton Creek, it was a clear blue sky. An hour and a half later, it looked like that, what you're seeing on your screen. If you're a radio listener, just go to InfoWars.com. The article is Colossal Geoengineering in Plain Sight. NASA reported 5 years ago that the Earth is now receiving at least 20% less sunlight than 10 years before. After 16 years of denial, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, now admits that they have been testing the manipulation of Earth's atmosphere with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other toxic compounds. Bottom line, there is a worldwide secret program to manipulate the atmosphere. They admit it's happening, but they won't tell us exactly why or what they're doing in full. Now, what happened 3 years ago when John P. Holdren got in? The first press conference he gave, just type in White House Science Czar on Geoengineering. You'll get AP, Reuters, BBC, and the video. The first speech he gave, and then Bill Gates came out and said he's invested $5 billion in it, in weather control. And they say, gee, we've been spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and all the things that the old-timers, I say old-timers, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago that went and tested the atmosphere said. They said aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and the other, some of them are radioactive isotopes. They predicted it all by testing. Now, give me a document cam shot right here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Again, just search the terms I give you if you're a radio listener and find it for yourself. Now, again, they're denying all this exists. I remember seeing TV commercials for a cable company once, nationally, making fun of anybody that believes they're spraying stuff. Now, I understand there's real condensation trails. I get it. The point is, all these experts came out, and the government denied it, but then people started not calling it chemtrails. They started using search engines to search things like persistent jet trails, things like high-altitude aerosol. They began to test and do more research and find out more about what was happening. And they discovered, hiding in plain view, tens of thousands of giant multi-billion dollar programs in some cases all over the Western world, from New Zealand to the U.S., to Canada to Europe, to spray by mixing it with a jet fuel. But they also have some aircraft that are used to block weather fronts and things specifically, to alter the Earth's atmosphere. And it turns out we have the government documents that I'm about to show you where they explain, yes, we've been testing this to save the Earth. This giant program is a test. That's how they, you know, spin it under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. That as long as it's for research, they're allowed to do testing on humans without consent, they say. The criminal government says they're allowed to. I say, I'm not your slave, and don't you dare spray something on me, you dirtbag control freak criminal. Okay? Now they've come out because the mainstream media has been forced to and said, okay, we were doing tests, and we want to do it openly now, and we want to use global carbon taxes to pay for it. We want to globally spray the atmosphere with blimps that produce the stuff and aircraft to save you from global warming. And then scientists looked at it and said, this will actually will cool the planet down. What are you doing? And then they looked at it even closer with some of the stuff they're spraying and said, this will actually heat it up. What are you doing? Then they looked at it even more closely. And now the UN says, well, since we're not saying there's global warming, now the sun's rays are going to hurt you. So I'm going to show you the mainstream news articles. Here it is. Why the sun seems to be dimming. BBC, this is from a couple years ago. And it goes through NASA and other scientists saying the Earth is at least 20% darker. This says 22% drop in sunlight since the 1950s, with most of it in the last decade. You see that? Some areas of the world, it's fallen by 30% or more. The sunlight is not getting in. Let's continue. Here's another one. Wired Magazine. Earth's dimming skies before and after. You think this might be bigger than Iran or maybe the Dallas Cowboys even? I know that's nothing's bigger than that, but again, then I'll show you the documents where they admit they're doing this. They, and I'm going to go over this later in the week, they gave a guy, what was in 92, a Nobel Prize for coming up with this. By 95, they were testing it all over Europe and the U.S., but it wasn't worldwide. Now it's worldwide. Here's more of the documents. Science Daily, what impact would sun dimming have on Earth's weather? Now, here's the Council on Foreign Relations, the globalist. Geoengineering workshop on unilateral planetary scale geoengineering. What do they call for? Barium salts, aluminum dioxide. They admit the testing's already been done. Yeah, a giant program. They're calling it a test. Here's another one. Unilateral geoengineering report, CFR. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not just Americans, but Westerners in general have had our will broken. We've had our will broken. And they're attempting to break the rest of us that have not been completely brainwashed. What's happening is they're just teaching us that I'm government, I'm God, bow down, lick my boots, do what I say, you have no rights. And the criminals in government are recruiting more criminals in to serve them. That's when a tyranny goes wild. And we can either beat this thing, this case of cancer, of political cancer, or we can die as a society. But we better get back to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, those incredible protections against tyranny. We better start appreciating them again. Now government everywhere, police, judges, I see it in the news all the time, actually have disdain for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They laugh at people, but that's a laugh of fear. That's an attempt to look like they're all powerful. They are sacks of weakness and pathetic criminality. And the system itself still has a lot of good people in it. I'm trying to hurry here because I want to go to your calls. And I wanted to get more into chemtrails today. I've covered it some. It's just mind-blowing to realize that as a society, we've degenerated this much. And that people are so naive. We're going to have to get a lot worse before everybody wakes up. Things are going to get real bad. Finishing up with the chemtrails, I'm going to get into more of the documents this week. Just type Council on Foreign Relations chemtrail docs, and you'll get the links to it. You'll be at cfr.org, and they talk about, yeah, a global government plan, unilateral planetary scale, geoengineering, where the UN and others decide how much water you get, whatever, where they play total God. And they go and admit it's been going on, but now they're going to move to full operation. Again, they call what they've already done testing. Meanwhile, the general public was told it didn't exist. So even as it's going on, they're like, I will not look at that because the government said it doesn't exist. Global government doesn't exist, even as it's being announced. They announce Europe under banker dictatorship. Time magazine says it. Still, I will not read that. Or I am for the dictatorship because crazy people like Alex Jones said it would happen. And so it still doesn't exist, but it does. I'm a trendy. I'm involved in mental illness. I'll take more Prozac today. And so it gets worse and worse. Because you're naive, they win. So it's simple. The Earth gets 22% darker, according to NASA, on average. Some areas over 30. I just read you the numbers from BBC. Plant life's having problems. The aluminum level is going up all over the world in the soil. Suddenly, plants are having trouble. Animals are getting high levels of it. It also brain damages humans. The globalists have giant underground seed vaults. Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of every major food crop, aluminum-resistant plants. Oh, nothing can live anymore, but if you buy it from Monsanto, it's okay. Global domination. This is about the globalist playing God, devastating the natural biosphere, and then coming out with a new creation that's patented and owned by them. They are trespassing against all of us, attacking all of us, taking over our genetic code, splicing every plant and animal, destroying the earth while lecturing us all day about the dangers of carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And let's pay Al Gore money so they can have global fleets of aircraft spraying aluminum on us because the carbon dioxide would hurt the plants that breathe it. So that's the secret of chemtrails. It's all right here. Global warming panel to Earth's rescue on UN's dime. Human events. And it's the UN saying, oh, we developed this plan to spray aluminum dioxide on you. It'll save you from the heat. What it really does is kill the soil. Like the Romans, when they would beat an enemy, they would salt the earth. So even if rebels hid in the hills, they couldn't come back to their crops and grow them again. Well, they just hit you with aluminum. And it doesn't matter. The public doesn't care if their kids are brain damaged and brain disorders are off the charts and cancer's off the chart and everything's falling apart because they got a stupid football game to watch. They don't care if their families have neurological disorders to their left and their right. They don't care if diseases are tripling, quadrupling all around them. Okay, then. But I care. And I have a right to not be sprayed by these pedophiles, these scumbag criminals playing God. They want to screw everything up because they're sickos. They want to watch the world burn. And, you know, I'm here to warn everybody. I'm here to risk my life and my name to warn you. You're part of the establishment. You've got children, but you're not a sicko. You better join the side of truth. You're a mainline conservative who knows this is true but won't go public. You better go public, and you better speak out and be counted now, or these people are going to win, and your family has no future. You're some mainline liberal. Time for you to wake up and go public. Time for all you talk show hosts to decide which side you're on. Time for all you big news websites to decide what side you're on. Time for you to look at the facts and decide what side you're going to be on right now. They're releasing open water salmon that the government admits will extinct the normal salmon species, and the salmon is part insect and part other fish. They are splicing humans with every animal out there and openly releasing plants that grow live AIDS virus in it. You don't believe me? Just search that term. It is as if demons of hell had come out, possessed people, and were running things. Okay? I mean, it might as well be. You people that don't believe in God or the devil, might as well be the devil. Might as well be, because that's exactly what these people are. If there's not a real guy running around, they are. These people are devils. They fit the bill. And look at every culture demanded children be sacrificed to the elite. Every culture got perverted and weird. The same things just happened to us. But this time, they got hydrogen weapons. This time, they've got vaccines they can give you where you never get upset again and are a brain-damaged zombie. This time, if humanity survives, we're going to be lucky. The suicidal nihilists are in control. And they come to kill, steal, and destroy, and wreck, and watch the town burn. Like Aleister Crowley said, I want war, death, destruction, pain, murder, rapine. I want more of it. Give it to me. And that's the spirit we face. I can see it. Can you? Let's hurry. I may even have to go into overdrive to take your calls, but I promise to get to all of them, and I've tried. Nathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, you do need to go into overdrive. I was just calling out a couple quick comments, a couple quick questions. I had the pleasure of meeting you at the Occupy Dallas here in Dallas. I have the big American flag and the Gadsden flag. I just want to say thank you for coming up here to Dallas to see us, and thanks for everything you do. They have been spraying chemtrails like crazy here in Dallas.
Sir, they admit they've been doing it. The Earth's gotten darker, and now they go, we're going to save you by spraying exactly what the conspiracy theorists said we were doing 18 years ago. But they're still conspiracy theorists for being absolutely right.
Yeah.
And none of the environmentalists all paid for by the eugenicists are concerned about aluminum dioxide and barium salts and all this other crud they're spraying on us.
Yeah, no, it's amazing just to meet somebody who is concerned about it, because it seems like we're few and far between. But, you know, I appreciate that you care, and, you know, you're not going to be comfortable in this world. As a Christian, like I am...
How could I be comfortable? Murderers are spraying things on me, Nate, that I got to jump. I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds. Something's better than nothing. Jim in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I heard you on Coast to Coast at about late in the morning. That's a good show for you. Gets a lot of people.
Yeah, 16 million. I love it. Go ahead.
What if we had a freedom fund? Everyone pitched in $10 or something that wants liberty, and you and Salente or somebody with some brains runs it.
All right. Appreciate that call. I'm not going to sit here and say that I need to run the organization or build some magic thing that's going to fix it all. I know that seems like it makes sense. It's ideas. It's all of us waking people up, getting involved. Martha in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to talk about the police state hypocrisy in this country. You know, big pharma drugs are being given to children as young as 4 years old.
Oh, it's killing them. It's brain damaging them, and they're above the law. And DynCorp can kidnap kids, and that school can be raping them forever and covering it up. Nobody gets in trouble. But then you don't do something that isn't even illegal. They throw an imaginary book at you because they're criminals.
Terrorized, detained, arrested illegally for marijuana, silly drugs that help people, that actually help people.
Martha, they're doing that because they bring in the hard drugs and want to keep the price up.
Well, you know, my son was pulled over illegally at a toll road, and he was made to sit in an officer's car with three cameras on him while they asked him intrusive, ridiculous questions, saying, what are you doing here? And they pulled him over because he had out-of-state license plates, because he was an easy victim. What are you doing here?
Those cops will either wake up or they'll just believe their masters and take all the vaccines and eat GMO. The thing is, I just feel sorry for them. They're victims, Martha. I'm sorry. Roland to the Dark Tower came from South Carolina. Go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I went to the meetup yesterday at Wofford College, and I just wanted to give you a quick update on that, and also tell you about a new initiative to blanket Iowa, New Hampshire, and Florida with some new brochures through the Ron Paul campaign. First, the meetup that we had out there was two Herman Cain supporters, no Mitt Romney supporters, no Perry supporters.
Of course, I'm out of time. God bless you all. Sorry, the listeners. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Big guest coming up this week. That's all I'm going to say. Ron Paul amongst them. Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Wake up.